The debate over funding public education has a new twist this legislative session. Last year, a coalition of teachers, parents, and public education advocates wanted to amend the state constitution to allow a special property tax to fund public education. The movement failed when the Supreme Court invalidated the ballot question. This year, there's an effort to increase funding for public schools by a different means. HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us more.
Does any of this sound familiar?
This is an additional tax that is being created that'll affect the entire state of Hawaii.
The question is this to me. Should you put a constitutional amendment to take away the authority of property tax that county governments have? I don't care who you are, you will be affected one way or the other.
These wealthy investors cannot win this ballot question on their own. So the only way they're going to win is by convincing people to vote against their self-interest and to vote against their own children.
Last summer, a heated statewide debate erupted around funding for public education. In the spring, the state legislature approved a ballot referendum asking Hawaii voters whether or not they wanted to increase property taxes to fund public schools. The state Supreme Court invalidated the referendum question for being too vague. The idea was opposed by all four county mayors and business advocacy groups. On the other side of the debate was the Hawaii State Teachers Union and many parents. Increasing funding for public schools is once again on the agenda of Hawaii lawmakers. State Senator Brian Taniguchi introduced a bill to do just that.
To me, we've historically underfunded the schools and our public education. We underpay our teachers. You know, a lot of times the facilities aren't up to par. We don't have adequate equipment, computers, laptops, iPads, electronic equipment that we really need to have our students compete in the global economy. And so I think that we really need to have more additional resources.
Taniguchi wants to increase the state's general excise tax by 0.5%, with a portion of that new revenue going to education funding.
Initially, we thought about just kind of a guideline, and we thought maybe something like $200 million in additional monies to the Department of Education would be something that would be what we're looking for, and $50 million for higher education, which would be University of Hawaii Manoa, the two four-year colleges, and our community college system.
Taniguchi estimates his proposal would raise between $300 and $350 million in revenue. That's more than the $50 million that was projected to come from the property tax amendment. Public education advocates welcome the idea.
We have to find funding for our schools, and right now Hawaii is in a crisis. We have over 1,000 classrooms without a qualified teacher. More and more of our teachers are moving to the mainland because we're just not paying our teachers enough here in Hawaii.
That's Corey Rosenlee, president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association. He was one of the most forceful advocates for the property tax amendment and says this proposal is a start.
We spend about $6,000 less per pupil than our comparative school districts. That actually would be about $1 billion. This is not bringing $1 billion. This brings in over $300 million. But this is a step in the right direction to make sure that, you know, we fund our schools properly.
Rosenlee often says increasing teacher pay is the most pressing need. Hawaii teachers are consistently ranked at or near the bottom nationally for cost of living adjusted compensation. But Rosenlee says there are other issues that also need funding.
Right now, we have a huge gap in our facilities. Our schools are aging and getting older and falling apart. They need a huge influx, and we're already behind on that one. One of the things that we're hoping is that if we can increase funding, right now we have a shortage of about 500 special education teachers in Hawaii. And believe it or not, that's actually lower than what it should be. In 2009, the ratio was higher. We probably need about 700 or 800 special education teachers in Hawaii alone.
Public school students from kindergarten through 12th grade won't be the only ones to benefit.
We were an extremely low tuition state through the mid-1990s, and that's when a shift very consciously was made.
That's David Lassner, president of the University of Hawaii system. In an interview last year, Lassner told HPR that much of the increase in public university tuition around the country can be attributed to funding cuts from state legislatures over the past 30 years.
Since that period, in other recessions, we have had our funding cut, and those tend to be the periods when tuition rose the most. At one period, when I looked at the five-year data around 2013, Hawaii was the state that had one of the highest per capita decreases in state funding per student. At the same time, our tuition went up among the highest in the country. So those two things are correlated, and that turns out to be true across the country.
If UH gets the additional $50 million envisioned by Senator Taniguchi, it would almost double the university's requested funding increase for 2019. But tax hawks want to remind everyone where all that money is coming from.
It's a tax increase because the base rate of the GE goes from 4 to 4.5%.
Tom Yamachika is the president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii. He points out that the GET is a regressive tax, meaning it hits low earners the hardest. That's very different from the property tax proposal, which would have targeted high-value properties.
When people measure our tax system for how progressive or how regressive it is, what they normally find is that our tax system is regressive primarily because we depend on the GET so much. People on the lower end of the spectrum pay more of their income in state tax because they're buying necessities and taxes imposed on those. Increasing the GET makes that more pronounced.
Senator Taniguchi says he is concerned about increasing a regressive tax, but adds there are ways to offset that increase.
I do have concerns about the regressivity of the excise tax. However, I did also introduce a food tax credit bill. We have tools within our taxation system, like the earned income tax credit, that can help people with less income and to avoid the regressivity of the excise tax.
Teachers Union President Corey Rosenlee also isn't swayed by such arguments against the tax increase.
There are some people that, regardless of how we do it, are just never going to want to spend money to fund our schools. It's short-sighted to not understand that when we fund our keiki, the benefits to society are great. And no matter how you ever do it, you could do all of their answers and they just find another excuse. I think that as a society, we've got to be willing to say, yes, we are willing to sacrifice a little so that our keiki get a lot.
The proposed increase still has a long road before it could become law. The powerful Senate Ways and Means Committee will decide today whether to kill the bill or send it to the full Senate for a vote. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
As we mentioned, the Senate Ways and Means Committee heard that GE tax bill. We've just heard back from Ryan. They deferred a vote until tomorrow, and we'll have an update for you on HPR News.